Okay, Reish Samach Gimel is a big, fat, juicy simin, very important simin. It's entitled Miva Mi Hamadlikin Mim Tov Yom Hamuna, but this is Hadlaka Neru Shabbos. Neru Shabbos, important mitzvah we do every week, and juicy simin. Okay, Sif Aleph. Yehi Zohir Lasos Ner Yofer. The person should be careful to do a ner yafeh. So we have a mitzvah called ner Shabbos. The three reasons brought down in the poskim for ner Shabbos. It's kavod Shabbos. You got a fancy restaurant and they have candles over there. It's kavod. It's oneg Shabbos because you can't enjoy the food if you can't see the food. And it's shalom bayis because if you stub your toe, you're in a bad mood. And then you're going to yell at everybody around you. So once we have a mitzvah called ner Shabbos, so like all mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah or an inyan to be zekeli vanveyo to do hider mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah there. The ner should be a fe. The yesh mechad laso shteps. See those that have two wicks, two candles. Echad kinega zachar, but echad kinega shamar for zachar and shamar. Now mikra din, every person really only needs one. More than that to do two. Above the two, we'll see in a minute. No, it says Ramah. V'yechol hosif hadik shosh arba'at neros. He can do more. He can do three. He can do four. V'chein nagu. And many people are knowing to do more than two candles. Now, ha'ish eshashachacha pa'am achas lahadlik. A woman who forgot one time to light candles. And we're not talking about a woman who's not frum and she didn't light until she ended up and became frum at age 21. We're not talking about that. But a woman who she wanted to light candles, she just forgot. The next thing she knew, it was already too late. It was already too close to Shkia, or whatever, Shkia. So, Madlekas Kol Yomei Shlosh Neros. So then there's a Knaf brought down from the Maril that she should, the rest of her life, she should light an extra candle. So instead of lighting two candles, she should light three candles.
Every time.
Every single week. Now, hold on, so Ramah says, but the whole point of lighting two candles, let's say Zachar v'Shamar, now you're lighting three, so three are the fathers and two are the mothers, or four are the mothers, three are the fathers, two are the luchos. But what happened to Zachar v'Shamar? So it says Ramah is no problem, because when you light three, you're also lighting two, you're lighting two plus one, so you don't lose out on the two. And this comes up every now and then. So Yechon lo'otzev al davar mechuvan neged davar acher, u'bavad shal yichon. So you can't do one, because then you don't have Zachar v'Shamar. I can do three. Zachar v'Shamar k'nas, and that's no problem, says the Ramah. Okay, so it's interesting. There's a very popular minhag for every child that's born to light another candle. Yeshua brings it down. It's interesting, Mishabura does not bring it down. Mishabura brings down some like seven candles corresponding to the 7 days of the week, some like 10 candles corresponding to the 10 commandments. Doesn't say anywhere the very popular minhag of lighting per kid. So Yeshua brings that down, and they bring down a very beautiful reason, although it really is only relevant to boys, not to girls. But the Gemara says that one who's careful about lighting Neros, Kiner Mitzvah Torah, or Ner Litzitorah, and if he's careful about lighting candles, he's Zocha to sons who are Tamidei Chachamim. So he says, and therefore, every time he has a baby, he lights another candle for that Segula. So, maybe it's referring to your son-in-law, okay, or you want your daughter to be knowledgeable and Midakdek as the mitzvahs. Okay, so that brings down the and that's a beautiful, popular minhag, but it's not even brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. So I don't know exactly when it came about. Okay, Mishnah Sifkat and Aleph Yezayin Neikra Adlakas Nehu Chova. Adlakas Nehu Chova, that's what the Gemara says. Mishnah Mitzvah Oneg Shabbos. Okay, umachmas hider mitzvah like we have by all mitzvahs year last also yafe. You should do it nice. Fine. Mishmas have got them beis v'isa b'shas the zoche avur zel abanim tamidei chachamim. Like we just said, the chsiv ki ner mitzvah the Torah or hadei ner mitzvah the Shabbos ba or the Torah. Ukach roi shetespala, and therefore it is fitting for a woman to daven after Adlakas Neros that her children should be tamidei chachamim. Shetespala she'achar shetigma hadlaka v'abracha sheiten lakadosh baruch hu banim zechara mi'irim b'Torah. Right, that's from the tefillah that women say. Baruch Levi. Women say after light candles. You really need light in all the rooms that you go on Shabbos. Okay, we're going to get more into this, but part of the point is covered Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, and that's more relevant to the Shabbos table, the place where you're eating. But the Shalom Bayis, you don't want to stub your toe. It's pitch dark in the other rooms, so you have a problem. There's an inyan, there should be light in the other rooms. Now, nowadays, we have something called electricity, okay, which we're going to have to discuss next week as we go through the halachas over here. But, you know, the light you leave in a bathroom is certainly enough for whatever, the rooms that get light from the bathroom light. It's not this mitzvah that I have to go in each room and light a candle. I have to make sure that there's light in the rooms. And then the end of Mishmas of Kadameh is the bracha, even though you should make sure there's light in all the rooms, the bracha we say on the Ne'er Shebamakom Achila, the place where he's eating. Mishmas Sifkata Dalit, Shtei Psilo, second line, he says, Mutil Hadik Miner Lener. The whole discussion there is Chanukah, whole sugya. There's no bizui mitzvah to light one Shabbos candle from the other. The kulan shall mitzvahim by neres Chanukah is not so possible. But also the kisim and neres shall chol mi neres Shabbos. But I can't take them. I lit the Shabbos candles. Now I want to light 10 candles. I lit 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. And now my match went out. I can't take another match and light it to one of the other Shabbos candles. Mishum bizui mitzvah. That's a bizayon for the mitzvah. I'm taking a chol match and lighting it from a mitzvah dika ner. I can't do that. I mean, what if I'm using it to go light another candle? So it's not a chol purpose. It's a kadosh purpose, but that match has no kedusha. So no good achmir bezeh concludes the mishum bruch. I feel him kavanoso kizahadik bo ner acher shel Shabbos zayin bebir alocha, which hopefully we'll have a chance to do, I guess, next week. Okay, we said the 7 candles, 10 candles. Okay. And then if a woman forgets, there's a kenasa, she should light an additional candle every week. It's a kenas, it's a fine. She should be more careful next time to light candles on time. Okay, in then if there's an ones, woman's in jail. So it's not her fault. If a woman is not from, she doesn't know, so I assume we say the same thing. Okay, and then again, that you don't lose out on the inyan of Zachar v'Shamar if you're lighting more candles. The issue points out from the Shevet al-Levi that even if there's electric lights in the house wasn't pitch dark, but if she did not actively be mekayim, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, We'll see if one can do that with electricity, but she has to do the electricity the shame. If she can do it, she has to do it the shame, you know, near Shabbos. She can't just do it, light the candles Friday, you know, have the lights on Friday morning, and that's enough for Shabbos. Obviously, that's not going to be good enough. We're going to learn about that. Okay, so even though it wasn't pitch dark, but since she wasn't Makai in the mitzvah, the knas is still relevant.